So let's review. In continuing with the theme of the previous daf of not saying anything negative, our daf began with the story of Rav, who was Reb Chiya's nephew on both his mother's and his father's side. When asked, Rav refused to explicitly report the passing of both his parents. Instead, he responded to the question about each parent by saying, "Why did you ask me about the other parent?" Reb Chiya, upon learning of his sibling's passing, said to his attendant, "Chalutz li min alai, remove my shoes. V'hoylech kli acher lebeis hamerchetz, bring along my clothes to the bathhouse." The Gemara comments, from Chiya's behavior we learn three things. Avil asr bin ilas ha-sandal, a mourner may not wear shoes. If one learns of the death of a relative 30 days after their passing, he observes only one day of Avelis. When observing Shiva, part of the day counts as the entire day. The Gemara goes on to tell stories where we were able to figure out what shaved a person was from based on what they would say. The fellow who always spoke about going to court was from Dan, who are the judges. And the fellow who always spoke about living by the shore was from Zvulun, who lived by the shore as they engaged in trade. The Gemara now goes back to the issue of Bedikas Chametz. Now that we have concluded that all agree we do Bedikas Chametz at night, the question is, why not do Bedikah during the day? After all, Chametz in the Asr El Meshesh Shah is Lamala. Chametz is only forbidden from the sixth hour forward. Even if we consider Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, doing mitzvahs early, that would only require doing bedikah in the morning, just like we do a bris in the morning, which we learn from the pasuk, Vayashkem Avraham Baker. Avraham Avinu rose early in the morning. The Gemara answers that bedikah is done at night, b'shosh shebnei adam mitzuyin bebetehem, when people are usually home, v'or haner yafal bedikah, and because the light of a candle, which is very useful in bedikas chametz, is only effective at night. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that a tzuva mirabanan, a young talmid chacham, should not start learning at the time of bedikas chametz, because he may get engrossed in his learning and neglect to do bedikah. The Gemara goes on to pose three questions regarding bedikas chametz of rentals. First, Hamasker bais lechaver ba'arba asra. Ami livduk. When one rents a house on the 14th day of Nisan, who is responsible to do the bedikah? It cannot be compared to mezuzah, because mezuzah has its own unique reasons why it's chayves hadar, the responsibility of the person who lives there. Rashi explains, because he is the beneficiary of the shmirah, the protection of the mezuzah that the mezuzah provides. Because regarding certain halachas, we understand the word beisecha as biyascha, your entrance into the house, which obviously applies to the current resident. Regarding bedikas chametz, the responsibility of bedikah is upon the one who had the keys on the night of the 14th, when the obligation of bedikah went into effect. Rashi explains, because mesiris mafteach hikinin haschiris, handing over the keys is the acquisition of the rights of rental. Whoever has the keys is considered the owner. Taisa explains, because the one who has the key has access to the house. Next, the Gemara asks, Hamaskur bais lechaver baba asr, chaskase baduk, or in chaskase baduk? If the owner of the rental home is not available to be asked, can a tenant assume that a house he rents on Erev Pesach was already searched for chametz by the owner the night before? The Gemara cites a brisa which can be understood both ways. Hakol nemanim al bir chametz, afel anashim, afel avadim, afel gitanim. Generally, women, slaves, and minors are not acceptable as witnesses. However, they are believed regarding bedikas chametz. Now, if we hold ein chaskase baduk, we do not assume bedikah was done, the brisa is teaching that we may believe him that the owner did bedikas chametz. If we hold chaskase baduk, we do assume bedikah was done, we would only need their testimony in a case where we know that the owner did not do bedikas chametz. For example, as Rashi says, we know that he was otherwise occupied or that he was away. And the brisa is teaching that they are believed if they say that they themselves did bedikas chametz. The reason we can rely on them is because bedikas chametz midrabanan hu. Searching for chametz is only required midrabanan. Midairaisa bebitl ba'amasagale. On a dairaisa level, nullifying the chametz would suffice. Therefore, himnu rabbanan midrabanan. The rabbanan ruled to believe nashim avad mugutanim for dinim derabanan. There is a well-known machlekes Rashi b'Taisus which requires a lot of iyun b'divi hirishayim achrayim. Midairaisa bebitl ba'amasagale. Rashi says, Tchsiv tashpisu v'loy chsiv tavaru. V'hashbasa delev hi hashvasa. Tavaru would mean physically destroy. Tashbisu means to eliminate in any way. And bittel, by nullifying the chametz in one's heart and thoughts, it is considered eliminated. Taisus holds, bittel matam hefker. Nullifying the chametz is tantamount to declaring it ownerless and no longer his. Finally, the Gemara asks, Hamaskur bayis l'chaver b'cheskas baduk. U'matzei she'ena baduk, mahu. Mihava kemekach tois olai. if the rental agreement was that the house was supposed to be searched and it turns out not to have been searched, can the tenant back out of the lease agreement with the claim that it's a mekach tais, a mistaken transaction based on a false premise? Abaye says that he cannot back out, because even if he had known earlier that bedikas chametz was not done, he would have accepted the deal, because nicha leila inish l'kiyumi mitzvah begufei, a person is pleased to do the mitzvah himself. And even if he would have to pay others to do bedikas chametz, because nicha leila inish l'kiyumi mitzvah b'mayneh, a person is pleased to do mitzvahs with his money. The Gemara continues, chametz misheishos l'mala asr minalim. From where in the Torah do we learn that chametz becomes asr and must be eliminated 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach? The Gemara answers, there's an apparent contradiction between two psukim. One pasuk says, Shivas yam sa'arli yimatzah bevetechem. For a full 7 days, there should be no chametz in the person's home. Another pasuk says, Ach b'yam harishin tashbisu sa'ar mibetechem. On the first day, you shall destroy all chametz, which implies that it still exists at the beginning of the first day of Pesach. The only way to resolve this contradiction is to interpret the word rishin not as the first day of Pesach, but as the day before Pesach. The word ach then teaches to split the day in half. Chametz is mutter the first half, and only asr the second half of the day. In the next daf, we will see several other approaches to how we know that Rishon means the day before Pesach and not the first day of Pesach, even without this stira between the Pesukim.